Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Drew Entz, and as I'm the campus pastor at George Mason University and also for the Nova Community Colleges, so a very small area of places to cover. And as Jeff said, I want to reiterate what Jeff said. I'm sorry you're not listening to Tim this morning, and instead you have to deal with me. Tim is a wonderful pastor, a wonderful friend, and if you are here for the first time, don't judge this church by me. Come back, hear Tim. He's amazing. We're continuing our series on I Am Here, hashtag I Am Here, and we're looking at Jesus' words throughout the gospel according to John. We're finding out how Jesus promises to be with us no matter what. And this morning, we're going to look at the image of Jesus being a vine. It's a common sermon topic, and I know if you've grown up in church, you probably have heard lots and lots of sermons about this. So my goal is to not do any damage this morning, and not necessarily to do the exact same sermon you've ever heard. If we'd used all the images and unpacked everything that this metaphor contains, we'd be here for hours, and I was told that that was not an option by Matt. So I appreciate him making sure that I stick to my only hour sermon. Let's go ahead and read the passage together. So John chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. This is Jesus speaking, and is all set. And in the midst of all of his I am statements, Jesus has this to say. As soon as I bring it up. Never mind, we'll come back. My app has locked up. Perfect. Technology, it's the worst. So let's go ahead and let me grab a phone. John 15. Oh, do you have like, oh, look at you. Yep, 1 to 11. Okay, quick. I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to be like a branch. Perfect. It's coming. It's coming. Schools, apparently they don't like cell service in schools. I don't know why. Perfect. All right. John 15, 1 to 11. As it's still loading, I will speak slowly, and hopefully it comes up. I have like two lines. It says this, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so they'll be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remained in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be complete in you, and that your joy may be complete. So this is one of those phrases and these passages that has lots of meaning. And again, I'm not going to go through every single one and go through what it all means. There's such a deep story behind this. But I wanted to just pick out a couple of things that really relate to the hashtag I'm Here sermon series. And the first thing is that we have to understand that our goal, that our purpose is to bear fruit. And for us, that means a couple of different things. I believe that Scripture talks about two types of fruit. The first one is a general kind of fruit that defines Christians. And Galatians chapter 5 lists out peace, hope, love, and a whole bunch of other fruit that is what we're supposed to be. When someone looks at us, they're supposed to say, you know what? That person is different. That person has something to share. This person has God in their life. And that's all Christians, no matter what. But then there's also specific fruit. that we are called to bear. And what this is fruit that is literally based on our talents, our passions, our dreams, remaining firm in Christ, that we're called to go out and to blossom out and to share with the world. And some of it's only fruit that we can do well. It's only fruit that we can go and produce. And God is calling us into that. And so, for example, one of the fruit that we're seeing on campus at George Mason University is our students going out and reaching out to friends. When I first arrived, speaking of Ash Wednesday, our first Ash Wednesday, we were doing Ashes to Go on campus, and we had someone literally run away from us, like physically run. And they got to the corner and turned and then started walking like we didn't know, like we couldn't see them anymore, right? Like, they were like, no, I've turned the corner. I'm not directly in your line of sight. And for me, while it's funny, it's also incredibly sad. It's incredibly sad that to think that the anxiety that was caused by our mere presence on campus as Christians made someone physically run away. That's heartbreaking. And so we sit there and we had a talk with our students, and they began to say, well, maybe we need to go out more and share with our friends that maybe not all Christians look the same. That maybe the evangelist that comes on campus and screams and yells at people, maybe that's not the only version of Christianity that is present in our world and on our campus. And so they go out, and this specific fruit, where only they could do it, because they're students, you know, you don't want some old guy like me going and just talking to a whole bunch of these college students. They go and they say, you know what, I want to tell you about something different. I want to tell you about a community of faith that really cares about people, no matter who they are, no matter where they are. And I want to make sure that you know that this person doesn't represent Jesus, that Jesus is bigger and has a different message, a message that says that Christ loves you. Friends, whatever our circumstances are in life, whatever our community is, whatever our passions or gifts are, in this passage, Jesus says we are to go out and to bear fruit. And this specific fruit goes along with those callings. Now, I used to be a control freak, especially at my other churches before I came. And I thought that it was only I that could do everything, right? Somebody, thanks for laughing. She's like, you do nothing. Yeah, I know. Okay. And if you don't talk to my wife about what I do, especially around the house. So I thought I had to do everything. I had to be in control of this. I had to be in control of that. And what I found out is the things that I tried to control and the things that I wasn't really called to do, I was actually hurting other people because I wasn't doing them very well. And so one of the things this morning, also in the scripture, is about pruning. It's about taking away the things that are not growing as well so that other things can live. And one of the things I had to do was really sit down and ask myself, with my strengths, hopefully many of you have done the strengths finder. If you haven't yet, I encourage you to do so. But what are my strengths? What are my gifts? What are the things that I just love to do? And then how do I lean into that and do that well? And then let other people use their gifts to produce fruit that is so much better than what I would do. For example, I had to make sure that my mic was off during singing. Okay, that is not good. If my mic had accidentally been on, people would have started adjusting their ears. There would have been a mass exodus. It's just not good. But at one point, when I was a youth minister, I thought I needed to be up there with the youth band and singing until they came to me and said, "Sir, Drew, please quit. You're not good." But that's sometimes how we view what we do for God is, instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to say yes to the things that I'm called to build specific fruit and prune away the things that I don't need to do or I'm not gifted at, we just get in the way sometimes. And one of the things that when I try to do everything is I don't realize that Jesus is here. I don't live into this I am here movement because I think I'm in control. I think I'm the only one that can do everything instead of trusting in a God who's bigger than me, a God who loves the community of faith much more than I ever do because it's his child. And he loves it so much that he's going to help leaders rise up to be able to offer this fruit. So this morning, I encourage you, as you think about your gifts, as you think about the things you do, to go ahead and to consider, what fruit is it that I just love to produce, and what maybe am I getting in the way of where I could let someone else rise up and help out? I will mention that that does not include putting your chair away at the end of service. So I don't want everybody to walk away and be like, I'm not good at putting chairs away. Drew, you do that. But in all seriousness, what things do you feel called to? And what things do you maybe need to let go so that you can do the things that God is calling you to do? This school, being in this place, working with these students, this is what happens when there's a vision cast by Tim and the leaders of the church, bought into by all of us, so we can go and do real ministry and make a real difference in the lives of young people. That's what it looks like when this fruit comes to fruition. And this is fruit that we are called to engage in, specifically us. And I hope you're proud of that and the ways in which God is moving amongst us in that space. The last thing that I wanted to kind of talk about, it's always funny when we say the last thing, people look up like, I was sleeping, but now I'm awake because you said the last thing. I saw like 15 people do that, so I appreciate that. But in the passage, it says, remain in me. The word for remain is meno, and what it means is basically to remain in relationship. A lot of times on the college campus, we'll talk with people. In fact, I had a great conversation with someone the other day who is the president of the secular club at Mason, which is basically the atheism club. And we were talking and just having a great conversation. I have to tell you, he's a really gifted person, really smart person, really lovely person. But my heart was breaking, to be honest with you, because I realized that as he was talking that when a storm comes, as we sang about earlier, when hardship comes, that there is this sense of strength within Christ. That if, yes, we can use our gifts, and yes, there's some lovely people, and there's some people doing great things, but it's remaining in Christ that we really are able to continue to be ourselves. That we're able to continue to love people, that we're able to continue to stand strong in the midst of our own hurt and our own pain. And so as we talk, as we go out and live, as we realize that God is here and want to go and build God's kingdom here on earth, remaining in the vine is so important. So important to who God is calling us to be. Friends, I just want again to tell you and to encourage you to go and figure out, where is God in the midst of all of us? How do I remain in Christ? How do I abide in Christ? And then how do I go out and serve others, both as an individual and as a community, and putting ourselves aside, making sure that we're doing the things that God wants us to do, the things that God's called us to do, so we can go out and make the most difference for God and show others around us how much God loves them, and ultimately how much God loves us. Amen.